On this 7th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, Pakistan and Afghanistan are not the only fronts in the fight against terrorism. So is Saudi Arabia. You might recall that 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were Saudi Arabians. 7 years later, al-Qaeda's brand of Islamic militancy still has a presence in Saudi Arabia. Just yesterday, 5 people were arrested there for trying to recruit young people to join the jihadist movement. Saudi authorities have arrested at least 700 suspected extremists this year alone. Gregory Gause knows Saudi Arabia well. He is the director of the Middle East Studies Program at the University of Vermont. I wonder if you could answer this question first. The 9/11 terrorists seem to spring from a supportive culture in Saudi Arabia. Is Saudi Arabia of today, 7 years later, any less likely to produce 15 terrorists like those who boarded the planes on 9/11?
I think it's less likely, although it's certainly not impossible. The spirit of jihad, if you will, in Saudi Arabia had been nurtured for 2 decades, starting with the Afghan War of the 1980s. And during the 1990s, the Saudi authorities basically turned a blind eye to the continuation of the jihadist movement and its metamorphosing into an anti-American movement, where the target wasn't the Soviet Union, but rather the United States. And by that ignorance, the Saudi authorities basically allowed this kind of ideological movement to gain strength. And I think that after 9/11, and particularly after al-Qaeda started to attack in Saudi Arabia itself, which began in May of 2003, the Saudi authorities realized that they had a real problem on their hands.
Yeah, we should say, for those who forget, that the number one enemy at the time was not the United States. Al-Qaeda was after Saudi Arabia's royalty.
Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, a number of other states in the region, they wanted to see what they saw as apostate pro-Western regimes removed and what they would consider to be real Muslim regimes take their place.
Well, what has changed then in the past 7 years? If you say it's less likely to be able to produce or at least be more hospitable to terrorists like those on 9/11, what's changed?
Two things have changed and one thing hasn't. The two things that changed are, one, the Saudi government on the security side is much more aware of these movements now and has moved to suppress them through security means. As you said, hundreds of people arrested. The Saudi security force is much more aware of the threat posed by these guys. The second thing that's changed is that on the ideological side, the Saudi government and its official religious establishment has begun to take on these ideas, to say that this understanding of jihad is incorrect, that bin Laden's interpretation of Islam is incorrect, that it's deviant. And so after a decade of encouraging this and a decade of basically ignoring it, the Saudis have turned their ideological weapons on trying to suppress this notion of jihad. The thing that hasn't changed is that this is still an extremely literalist, conservative, in terms of religious ideology, society. And the world situation with U.S. troops in Iraq, U.S. troops in Afghanistan, bin Laden still around propagating his ideas, I think that there's probably still an audience in Saudi Arabia. The difference is that the guys at the top in Saudi Arabia are more aware of that and are trying to both suppress it and to confront it ideologically.
So can al-Qaeda still recruit easily in Saudi Arabia, and can al-Qaeda still raise funds there?
It can certainly still recruit, not as easily. It can certainly still raise funds, but not as easily. In both those cases, Saudi authorities, which had basically been unconcerned about this issue before, are more concerned about it now.
In terms of the Saudi relationship with Washington, there are two key factors. One, of course, is oil. But regarding terrorism, how satisfied is Washington with what Saudi Arabia has done in terms of suppressing fighting militants?
I think the Bush administration would basically give the Saudis a B. Not an A, but certainly not an F. The Bush administration has actually expended quite a bit of political capital to maintain the relationship, right? It was extremely unpopular, the Saudi-American relationship, for understandable reasons after 9/11.
Why did he do that then?
As you said, the number one thing in the relationship has been for decades oil, and they play a major role in the world oil market.
Well,
but also, I think that there was an understanding that getting the Saudi government on board with the war on terrorism was extremely important, both in terms of fundraising, recruiting, and ideology, those three elements of the al-Qaeda campaign to try to break those up. And the Saudis have gone some distance on that. They haven't done everything, I think, that the Bush administration would like. But I think that in general, the Bush administration would probably give the Saudis a B.
Gregory, just one final question for you. Given that you know so much and have spent so much time in Saudi Arabia, that, as we said, the vast majority of the 9/11 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, when September 11th rolls around on the calendar, what goes through the back of your mind?
Well, I think about that day. My family and I, we used to live in Manhattan, and we had moved to Vermont by 9/11. But my wife used to work down near the World Financial Center, right by the World Trade Center. We knew people who worked down there, and it changed, not just changed the country, but I think it changed so many individual lives that that are worth remembering when that day comes around every year.
Gregory Gause is director of the Middle East Studies Program at the University of Vermont. Thank you.
My pleasure.